Hello, is Mariana Sotelva?
Yes, this is she.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes. I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age?
21.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably, like, pretty much liberal.
And how should I record it? Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their president and Congress most focused on. For each, I wanted to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making housing more affordable.
A 9.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
A 10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
9.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Democrats in Congress.
What was the question again?
We want to for you to rate it from a scale from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100 means that you feel very warm and unfavorable towards them. Any number between 0 and 100. The first one on the list was Democrats in Congress.
Like a 90.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
70.
Thank you. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I have no idea.
Okay. Should I record it as no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, we're going to go back to the scale of 0 to 10 of how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is removing illegal vapor products from the market.
5.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
8.
Banning different tobacco products for adults?
What was that one?
Banning different tobacco products for adults?
5.
Thank you. And preventing underage tobacco use?
8.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yeah.
Is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
Yes support. And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Somewhat support.
We just want to know if you think these bans will bring more benefit or more harm to your own community.
The opposite. Oh, okay, sorry.
No, don't worry. I know it's confusing at times. The options we have is you think it brings much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm.
I think it's somewhat benefits.
Okay, thank you. Regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I think other issues are more important.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is prohibition. Prohibition is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, and imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more cost prohibitive. The second definition is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products.
The second one,
harm reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like you to read some things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And the second one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Somewhat concerned.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, I just want to, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Mm.
The first statement is, excuse me, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put our larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. So how would you rate that statement? If you agree or disagree? Yeah.
A 7.
Okay, thank you. The next one is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
An 8.
Thank you. And the last statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
7.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. This few battery of questions are a callback to the first few questions that we made, just to make sure that the scale hasn't moved or if it moved. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat support? Or
somewhat support, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefits.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat benefits.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
I don't think it would really have an effect on who I vote for.
Thank you. Now, we're almost there. I want to ask you, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Beer?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I believe it was 2020.
Oh, is it the highest degree that you have received? I'm sorry.
Yes, it would be, I believe it'd be 2020. That was the last year.
Oh,
The
degree that you have received, the highest degree that you have received.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm sorry.
It'd be the high school diploma.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.